Hello, boys and girls. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on your bedside table, ready to tell you a story this evening. How wonderful it is when we can sit comfortably in our bed and listen to a story and know that that story is something that's going to sparkle our minds. I'm Mr. Candle, and I travel all over the world, and I sit on the bedside tables of children everywhere. And wherever I go, I pick up little stories of little things that went on. I'd like to tell you a story tonight about a little boy who was 9 years old, and he was telling me that his little brother is sick. He says, "My little brother is sick, and we live out here in Africa. We live out here on the plains, and we have no help for my little brother. My mother is in our house there. It's a sod house with a dirt floor, and she's holding my little brother in her arms, and he's crying, and he's so unhappy. What can I do? What can I do?" And there was no one for the little boy to talk to, because he was alone with his mother and his little brother, and his father and the other children were out herding the animals and in the plain and keeping track of things, and mother and the baby and the little boy was home alone. And the little boy said, "Oh me, oh my." And he's talking to his inner self. He says, "What can I do to help my little brother? What can I do to make my little brother feel better?" And the little boy walked into the house, and the mother says, now, don't get too close to your brother. He's sick." And I said, "I want to see my little brother." And mother said, "No, not now. Your little brother is sick. He needs all the rest he can get. You go outside and play now." And so I went outside, but I couldn't play. I was too concerned about my little brother. I didn't know what to do. What could I do for my little brother? Because he was hurting and he was crying. And so I went out to my favorite tree. We didn't have too many trees out there, but I went out to my favorite tree. And I sat under my favorite tree, and I pulled my knees up and my legs up and made myself as tiny as I could. And I said, "I want to help my little brother. What can I do to help my little brother? What can I do to help my little brother?" And he asked this question. And I heard him asking this question. And he asked this question of his inner self and of whoever would listen. And then the little boy fell fast asleep. And he sort of rolled over on the ground. And he lay under the tree, fast asleep. And as he slept, some beautiful ideas came into his mind. And he says, "I could love my little brother, but I already love my little brother. I think he's wonderful. Well, I could pray for my little brother." "Pray? How do I pray? I see my mother and father praying and chanting and saying their prayers, but I don't know what that means." And he says, "Well, what can I do? What can I do?" And his inner self was listening and coming up with ways and to express itself to this little boy so that he could use it happily and harmoniously. And the inner voice came up and says, "You know, your brother is sick. But one day your brother will be well. Well, why not have that one day be right now? If you can say your brother is sick today because he appears to be sick, you can say your brother is well because one day he'll be well. And that one day is now. And he said, "Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting." And he woke up talking to himself. He says, "Oh, my goodness, who am I talking to here?" He'd often talked to the animals that the boys were tending in the field, but now he was talking to nobody. "Who am I talking to?" And the inner voice repeated again to him, "You could say that he is whole. Today, he is whole. Right now, he is whole." But if I, that's not true. He's sick. Say he's whole. Because one day he'll be whole, and that day can be right now. Yeah, but, okay. He argued with his inner self a little bit, and then he finally said, "Okay, if that's the idea that wants to be in me, I will have it be in me. My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." He ran around the yard singing, "My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." And he ran out further than the yard, and he stayed close to the house, though, and he says, "My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." And he sang it, and he sang it, "My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." Now, it wasn't too good a rhyme or too good a music, but he sang it, and he sang it, and he sang it all day long, from morning till night. And when his older brothers and sisters came home in the evening, and his daddy came home, he was singing, "My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." And they all looked at him, "Oh, is he okay? Is he okay? My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole." And, oh, great expectation in their heart that their little brother was whole, that his son was whole. The father ran into the house, and he saw the mother, and the mother said, "Yes, what is it?" She hadn't noticed that the child had stopped crying. She hadn't noticed that the child was laying lovingly on its back and cooing to itself. She hadn't noticed this in the busyness and in the tension of her day. But the father said, "Look at our son." And the brothers and sisters all said, "Oh, look, our little brother is whole." And the young boy, who had been singing outdoors and chanting all afternoon and all day, "My little brother is whole, my little brother is whole," he came in the door, and he looked at the little brother, and he says, "You're whole." And the little brother smiled at him, not knowing what he was saying, but knowing that what he was saying was good. "My little brother is whole." Yes, my little brother is sick was a thing of the past, no longer true. And he spoke his word, "My little brother is whole." And his little brother was whole. Yes, boys and girls, this is something that is absolutely fantastic. We don't understand how it happens or why it happens, but that it happens when we put that type of a word in motion, it is so. Now, you cuddle up in your beds there now and give your mommy and daddy a big hug and a big smoochle and tell your mommy and your daddy how much you love them and say to them, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole, I'm whole, I'm whole, I'm whole," for yourself. And your mommy and daddy will say to you, "Well, what's wrong?" "Nothing, I'm just whole." Okay now, let go of your mommy and daddy now. It's time for Mr. Sandman. You see, there he comes right through the door. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and it's going to have all sorts of wonderful dreams for you. You're going to say, "I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful." And so it is. Have a lovely evening, and know that I'll see you another day. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.